On Tuesday, Prince Edward County Council heard from various local organizations concerning community fitness and recreation, seniors' active living, poverty reduction, and food insecurity. The Prince Edward Fitness and Aquatic Center, PFAC, still recovering from pandemic-related membership and financial impacts, was able to secure the inclusion of a four-year, $70,000 per year tentative funding subject to upcoming budget deliberations. The Community Care for Seniors Association Seniors Active Living programs were also tentatively funded. On the topic of poverty reduction in the county, the Prince Edward Learning Center was in attendance to report the results of its financial empowerment program. The program, which offers free financial literacy education, tax filing, and benefit screening navigation to people in the community experiencing poverty and financial stress, reported that, quote-unquote, 61% of participants do not always have enough to eat, and 69% do not have secure, affordable housing. As well, the program reported a total return on investment of over $3 million, with their calculation concerning financial insecurity costing up to 4.6% of municipal budgets being assumed. Council tentatively approved their ask for $60,000 in funding subject to upcoming budget deliberations. Concerning food insecurity in the county, members of the County Food Collective reported that the use of local food banks was up 26% in 2022, with youth in particular increasingly eating only once a day. When time came to pass a motion to tentatively approve the group's request for $20,000 in annual municipal funding, Picton Councillor Kate McNaughton proposed an increase to $30,000 given the seemingly worsening situation. However, it narrowly failed. Ameliasburg Councillor Roy Pennell, in explaining his reasoning for not supporting the increase, had the following to say.
My concern on that is as well, when it comes to the final budget that we've got to pass, are we going to get to ourselves a point that we are, if we start up and stuff at this point, we may end up with more people that can't afford taxes, can't afford to eat because they're trying to save extra money to pay the taxes to try to help them out. And if at the end there's extra money that we fail to give away, that's the time to look at.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, this is Alex Wright.